Rainmaker FM. You're listening to The Digital Entrepreneur, the show for folks who want to discover smarter ways to create and sell profitable digital goods and services. This podcast is a production of Digital Commerce Institute, the place to be for digital entrepreneurs. For more information, go to rainmaker.fm/digital commerce. That's rainmaker.fm/digital commerce.
Welcome to The Digital Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Sean Jackson. On today's episode, I'd like to talk to you about innovation. You know, I have been in technology since 1991, primarily back then in the bulletin board space, building chat rooms and forums and other vehicles that people would call into on their telephone line. I remember the birth of the World Wide Web, almost laughing about how immature it was compared to the bulletin board systems I had used. And over time, being involved in the web, I saw continued advancements, new things that at the time seemed somewhat trivial, but it ended up being huge in scope. And that's certainly the case with a new technology called chatbots. You may be familiar with the term. It's all over the tech press. It is basically an automated system that allows you to ask a question and returns back pre-recorded responses to those questions. It sounds a little trivial, doesn't it? And yet, the growth of chatbots has been astronomical, and many more companies are putting them together. So today, I want to talk a little bit more about chatbots, how to think about them from your perspective as an online marketer and digital entrepreneur. How should you deploy them? Should you even think about deploying them? And many more things that we will cover with our very special guest. Our guest today came to us as a listener of the show, and he actually reached out to me and created up a chatbot for me. And based on that, I was so impressed, I thought surely his expertise would be of value to everyone listening. So when we get back from this short break, we're going to introduce our very special guest and talk a little bit more about chatbots and how you can deploy them for your own online needs. So stay tuned.
Hey, my name is Brian Gardner, and I am the creator of StudioPress, the first premium marketplace for WordPress themes. When I created StudioPress, I could never imagine that more than 200,000 WordPress site owners would use StudioPress to build some of the most elegant and inspiring WordPress sites on the web. And I am not just talking about the numerous large companies that use it. Tens of thousands of food bloggers, podcasters, affiliate marketers, real estate agents, photographers, and many more have created some of the most compelling mobile responsive websites using StudioPress. But that is not all. To make it easy for you to create a compelling WordPress site, we have introduced StudioPress Sites, a turnkey simple method to create and grow your WordPress site. StudioPress Sites includes many of our most popular WordPress themes, with unique SEO tools and plugins all integrated on our high-performance, secure, and actively managed hosting infrastructure. So when you are ready to take your WordPress site to a new level without the worry or hassle of less robust solutions, then I hope you will visit StudioPress.com. Over 200,000 bloggers and webmasters trust StudioPress for their WordPress site, and we work hard every day to earn it.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Sean Jackson. And we're going to continue our conversation about chatbots. Now, to frame this conversation, I want you to go into Facebook Messenger and message Domino's and try to order a pizza. Guess what? That's a chatbot that is replying back to you. Same with Starbucks, same with Spotify, same with Lyft. Many, many brands are deploying chatbots inside of the messaging systems that are on the web so that they can automatically communicate back to you. Today's guest is Aaron Weaver of Chatbot Sumo. Aaron is a listener of the show, and as I said before, he actually created a chatbot for me. I was so impressed, I wanted to talk to him further. Chatbot Sumo is out of Australia, and I really appreciate Aaron taking time, even though it was 15 hours difference, to be with us. So without further ado, Aaron Weaver. Aaron, thank you very much for joining us today.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Very well, very well. So let's get into this a little bit. Let's talk about chatbots. What the heck are those things?
Yeah, sure. Look, chatbots, I guess they're kind of like they're a computer program that, and they communicate over Messenger a lot of the times or over a chat platform of some sort. And they can be text-based or they can be voice-based or they could be in the form of downloading an app and voice-based as well. And Amazon, I guess everyone's all heard of Amazon Echo. That's a kind of bot as well. So there's a couple of different variations of a bot, and I guess businesses need to really consider what's going to be best for them.
So let's go through this a little bit. So let's be more specific. So if I'm using, let's say, Facebook Messenger, right? And is that a place where I would potentially find a bot?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So walk me through a Facebook Messenger example.
Okay. So Facebook Messenger, I guess that's the platform that a lot of developers will place their bot. So you might not find it, it'll run over the Messenger platform, but you'll go into the bot generally from someone's website. Mm-hmm. So from a lead generation perspective, they might have they're giving away an ebook or they're giving something away on their site, and they'll have the get access, get now button on their site. And somewhere between that flow, in between catching an email and delivering that that piece of media, will be another button which will be accepting you into the Messenger bot. And so that way they can get communication via Messenger.
Okay? And these are so automated communications, right? I mean, this is literally a program saying, oh, you just did something, and a screen or something popping up saying, hi, how can I help you? Or hi, you know, would you like to do this? Is that what we're talking about?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah. And then so you can respond based on the questions they ask.
Gotcha. So I can do this, and obviously I can do it from my website. That's a predominant place where you see a lot of little pop-ups, you know, how can I help you, that type of thing. Obviously there are bots, I mean, even in Skype, which we're using now, I noticed they have a feature you can put a bot in so that you can, I guess, send a message to that bot and it will have some sort of pre-recorded or pre-programmed information that comes back to me, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So why should marketers care? I mean, this is what I'm kind of getting at, because, I mean, to me, it seems, you know, that, yeah, that may be great, but, you know, quite frankly, why should I even put this into my marketing mix?
Yeah. And that's been a lot of the chat, to be honest, Sean, with the incoming of chatbots, because, you know, a lot of people think, is it the next shiny object? You know, do we really need to have it? And I think when open rates really speak for themselves. So with email, there's a lot of clutter. So most people, when they open the inbox, they generally delete most of the messages and open a few. And with that, open rates have become very, very, very low, whereas Messenger's open rates are very high, and they can typically be up anywhere around 60 to 80%, which is kind of like an average, and their click-through rates are much higher as well. So if you're generating leads, or you're looking from a marketing perspective and you want people to open your email or your message, at the moment Messenger is being more welcome, just because I think there's less clutter, and most people don't have 100 messages sitting in their inbox, you know, when they open up Messenger or that sort of thing. So it is a little bit more welcomed, and it's more, I guess, the message that you're delivering over a chatbot is more conversational. So where email is more of a one-sided conversation, where you're really just saying, this is what I want, you know, can we help you? There's no interaction, whereas a bot, there's a lot more interaction, which makes it more conversational, which I guess in a lot of ways makes it more personalized, which is what you want if you're delivering any type of marketing message.
Gotcha. And I think there's two types of bots too, right? I mean, there are personality bots that are out there where a brand will put together and say, send a message to our personality bot, and it will reply with certain pre-programmed messages based on what the person is asking. There are other type of bots though, which try to help facilitate getting people to where they go, which is much more of, hi, how can I help you? Let's say a chat bot on your website, and the person types in, I need help with this, or I want to know about that. And then the pre-programmed messages look at that and say, oh, I will help guide you here. You need to download this file, or maybe even hot swap you off to a live person, correct?
That's right. That's exactly right. And I guess this, if this leads into where there may be issues with a bot as well, because it is such a conversational piece, whoever's putting it together for you needs to be quite good at, I guess, directing that conversation right. Otherwise, the user might end up putting in certain keywords, and the responses that are coming back may not be the right responses that you want. So you need to be careful when you're choosing to get your bot done that it's being done by a professional that knows how to really direct that conversational flow, because it is very much interacting like that. So it needs to work obviously both ways. Otherwise, you could end up sending that person down a funnel, which doesn't really make sense.
So give us some examples of bots out there. I know there's a ton of them, but what are some of the bots that you really kind of point to that you say, this is a good way to really experience bot interaction, both as a consumer as well as potentially a marketer? Give us a couple of examples.
Look, there's tons of bots out there. You know, they're so common nowadays, and they're becoming more common, I guess, with marketers. A lot of the larger companies got on board about 12 months ago or so, or if not more. So you've got the big companies like CNN, Netflix, you know, Coca-Cola, all those larger corporations, they're on board. And now the smaller companies or even actors now are pretty big. So, you know, Lindsay Lohan, 50 Cent. Maroon 5, a lot of the singers, they all have their own bot now. So it's really common for personalities to have their own bots as well. You know, there's a show here in Australia called Wentworth. It's a prison-based show, and they have their own bot called the Wentworth Rat. And they've gone as far as promoting that bot over the TV to get people into their bot. So, yeah. And that's funny because that's taken from an actual rat's perspective as it goes through the bot. But look, TechCrunch, they use bots as well. I get the TechCrunch bot every single day, typically around 9 o'clock at night when I'm trying to wind down just for time-based differences. But, yeah, they're becoming more popular now. Just about everyone's got one, Sean, to be honest.
Sure. All right. So let's go through a real life example. All right. So I am an online marketer. I have a website. I'm maybe selling digital goods on my site, right? So I want to get into this chatbot thing because I know some of marketers have experimented with real-time chat. You know, it pops up and it'll say, oh, no one can answer your call right now because it's 7 o'clock at night and nobody's here. So walk through a real life deployment for us for your typical online entrepreneur digital goods seller.
Okay, so most people have some type of lead magnet on their website, so they need to get people into their database, typically their email database. But at the moment, for the sake of this argument, we want to get them into the Messenger database as well, or the bot database. So in that flow where they sign up for that lead magnet, we would typically drop a button in there where they can also sign up to the bot as well. Now, once they're in the bot, usually they'll be given the deliverable through email, but they can get the deliverable over Messenger as well, or over whatever particular chat app you're using at the time. Now, once they're in, I would think of a bot from a marketing perspective much like email, in terms of you can deliver your message over email, except it is a little bit more invasive because it's coming up on people's phones, so they're going to get this ding no matter where they are instantly, and you know they could be out to dinner, so you need to be careful that you're not dripping messages out too often, okay? So, but the end goal is ultimately to get people into your funnel and to sell them something. So that might be selling them on a service or that might be selling them on a product further down. So that's another thing you can do within the bot as well, which is really cool. So if you're actually selling physical products, you can direct them to, say, a coupon, and then through that coupon they can purchase and go straight to the product page and purchase as well. Which is something which is becoming very, very popular on Amazon at the moment. There's a feature called Comment to Messenger. So if you're an Amazon seller, you can basically create a post within Facebook and say something like, you know, if you want your coupon 50% off, just reply yes in the comments. And so they would reply yes, and automatically your bot would deploy the coupon straight to them on Messenger. And so they would take that coupon and then they can buy straight away through that Messenger bot, which would take them straight to their store as well. So that's one way, I guess, to buy a product. And then you would typically, as a marketer, you would just typically drip out information much the same you would email over however long. So you might choose that over the next few weeks or until that end goal is met. So that might be, you know, that might be selling a product or selling a service.
But the real value of the bot is not just another way to deliver a one-time communication, right? I mean, there is the ability to interact, and I think that's really the distinct difference, right? I mean, yes, popping a one-way message out to say, hey, we've got this, buy it now, and it's showing up in a Messenger feature on Facebook, let's say, is important. But that's not the only thing you can do, correct?
No, that's right. That's right. And that's the beauty of the bots, because they are more conversational. I guess the idea is to build that rapport with the end user, but also you don't want to be tricking people into thinking that they're actually talking to a real life person, because most people are on top of that nowadays. And a lot of companies are coming out with their bots saying, look, you're talking to a robot here, or you're talking to a fictional person, a character of some sort. But it is great if you can start to get that conversational flowing and somehow drip your message into there as well, and also maybe sell your product further down the line. But that's typically the idea with a bot. Where you need to be careful is in that conversation flow, is how you deploy certain keywords. So people will respond to your bot, they'll respond to the questions you're asking them, and depending on what keywords they're using, it'll trigger certain responses from the bot as well. So I guess the science is in the back end and making sure that all flows properly.
And I think that's the real trick of this, right? Because I talked to Chris Brogan about his bot initiative, and he's very much into it. And I've looked at some of the do-it-yourself bot creators out there. Obviously, there are firms like yours that are creating them for people. And one of the things that really kind of got to me is the logic flow of those keywords, of when people ask this, present this information back, and knowing that it's not a real person, so it will have a limited and defined vocabulary, if you will, for responses back. However, I will say that one of the nice things about these quasi-intelligent bots is that you can send links to them. So if they're asking questions, right, if they're asking things that are probably covered in your FAQ, if they're asking things that are potentially covered in a blog post somewhere, you know, you can program it up for that. In fact, the FAQ section of your site, especially if you're selling a digital good, should almost be pre-programmed individual responses, so that literally if someone asks the question in the FAQ, it'll reply back to them and then continue on the conversation from there, yes?
Yeah, exactly. And that's typically what a lot of companies are using them for. FAQs are a perfect example because they're so simple and straightforward. Obviously, if someone's got a question, it's pretty easy from a bot's perspective to be able to deliver that answer through that conversation. But you're right, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's where I think, again, it requires a new mechanism of thinking about automated communication, right? Because so much of our automated communication today is, like you pointed out, it's, hey, we put in an email campaign, we send it out, knowing that now we can have literally somebody reply back through the bot and ask additional questions that we want to continue to feed them with. So would you say that from a marketing perspective, it is a new thing that will be a pain for them to do, or is it going to be something that's really easy for them to do?
Individual marketer, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, look, I think it is something that is fairly easy. Obviously, it's an additional thing. I think that's probably the biggest pain with a lot of marketers. There's so many different things that they need to do already. But it is something that I think they will be able to learn quite easy. It's not very difficult to learn how to do this. To get the flow right can be a little bit harder, but it'll take practice. And a lot of companies, I guess they're helping out there. They've got other people helping them with that, just like they would do with their Facebook marketing or so forth. A lot of companies use other people just to sort of sit on that niche and take care of it for them. But for the typical marketer, it's just sitting in their home office and doing everything on their own. I don't think it's too much of an issue for them to work that out, no.
Now, can you have, and would you recommend having a bot that is one bot, let's say, but it's in Facebook Messenger, it's in Twitter, let's say, it's on your site? I mean, is it really this idea that you can create once and replicate in multiple places, or do you have to create a bot for Facebook and a bot for Twitter and a bot for your website?
Yeah, look, it depends on which software you're using, but you can have bots which deploy across all of the channels. We typically just focus on Messenger, mainly because that's where everyone is. Okay, it's got the most amount of users every month, more than double of the next, except if you're looking at WeChat. But WeChat's mainly based in Asia. A lot. If you look at the entire numbers, the majority of people using WeChat are based in Asia. So Messenger is the platform that we deliver our messages on. But you can deliver it across all. I guess you just don't want to be a pain if people have got all of those apps on their phone as well, all being deployed at the one time. But most people will have one form of communication and they'll stick to that pretty much.
So what is the trap? All right. You know, like any innovation, there's a lot of glitz and shiny objectness around it, right? You know, and it's cool and it's hip now. And a lot of people are deploying it, right? What is the trap, though? What is the real thing that, you know, I do it, let's say I hire you or I hire somebody to do it, or I even take the time to do it myself. What is the real downside to this whole chatbot concept?
I think right now, September 20, 2017, I I think the biggest trap is that the technology is so new, it still has a long way to go. Okay, so there are bug issues just with the NLP side of things, so the natural language processing side, so voice-based bots, as there is with text-based bots. So I guess that could be a trap for players if they're not used to those nuances. But other than that, I just see this industry growing, actually. I think it'll be, you know, Facebook have come out and said that they want to make Messenger the next Yellow Pages. So, and that's exactly what they're doing, and that's the way things are heading. So it's just going to get bigger and bigger, although it does seem to be the next shiny thing. They say 2016 was the year for the chatbot, and it certainly was, but it's getting bigger and bigger. And we can see that trend growing across countries. Like, it's like a hockey stick. If you go into Google Trends and you type in chatbots, you'll see the trend growth just look like a hockey stick in the US particularly. And it's certainly also happening here in Australia. So I think the biggest downfall at the moment is just that the technology is new, and a lot of people are working it out. So like when email first came in and automation came to the fore with email, a lot of people were working it out and they weren't always getting it right. You know, currently there's a particular market in America, they're selling a type of cosmetic, and I'm getting quite a few messages on my phone only because I want to check out their funnel, but I know they're doing it wrong. So for them, you know, I'm getting 3 messages a day. It really is quite annoying, and they probably don't realize that yet unless someone's told them. But yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, that is true, because you can, if you're not thinking through the logic properly, you can put people into endless loops, let's say. You can have repetition in some cases where you don't want to have repetition. I mean, there's all sorts of, you know, nuances, I think, in any new technology that you have to think about. And the other downside, too, is that if you don't keep it updated, I mean, let's be fair, things do change, and you have to change a lot for your online presence. And if you're not at least trying to keep that bot updated, then you could actually be hurting yourself with stale information, right? So really the commitment is, am I willing to put this into my marketing mix and committed to keeping it updated with the right information?
Yeah, that's right. And because it is such an immature market, there will be lots of updates moving forward. So like with email, everyone's pretty aware of all the email platforms and everyone's on top of them because we've been through that phase. But with these bots, they are so new, there will be a lot of updates moving forward. So you're 100% right. People need to be on top of it. Otherwise, they won't stay on top of it. Like literally, we had a conversation with a company yesterday. They've got over 5 million people across their social media. And they said, well, why would we use them? They've got a team of 15 people in the office there. I think 3 or 4 of them are dedicated just for marketing. We said, look, you guys can use them. Use your marketing team for this. No problem. We'll even train you. But are they going to keep up to date and keep on top of everything that they're already doing on a day-to-day basis? Because that space is moving. But there will come a time where the space, you know, it slows down a little bit until the next thing comes along, and then we all got to grow with that as well.
Well, you know, it's funny to me because I do think that chatbots are something that are going to be here to stay. I think if you look at some of the work that Microsoft is doing on their natural language processing, the NLP side, they actually made some news last year with a Twitter chatbot that kind of went a little bit rogue on them. But as they pointed out, as the CEO pointed out, he said, look, we needed to learn this because we're actually able to have real conversations, adaptive conversations, conversations where the response is not a pre-programmed hierarchy of, you know, pre-canned information, but actually is changing on the fly. And I think really, if we look at where chatbots are going, you know, it's going to go away from this, you know, very defined tree architecture of if this, then that, to a, no, you're going to have to really teach the bot something. And from that teaching, it will start to learn. And that's scary. I mean, that really is Skynet term. Stuff, but at the same token, it actually may mean you will have a kind of a smart workforce right there for you.
That's right. Let's hope they all have our back too, Sean.
Yeah, exactly. Or put it this way, maybe the bot will start to ask for a raise and then it'll get uppity with you and then you don't give it to him. So, hey, Aaron, I can't thank you enough for being on this. And again, for reaching out, for, you know, definitely being on the cutting edge of this, and for certainly giving your insight, because I do know from all of the top end marketers that I've talked to, they are all looking at chatbots, they're experimenting with them, they're deploying them, and it is something that if you're not dealing with it today, you're going to be playing catch up tomorrow. So, Aaron, thank you so much for being on today's show.
No problem, Sean. It was my pleasure, mate. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Hey, everyone. This is Sean Jackson. the host of The Digital Entrepreneur, and I want to ask you a simple question. What is your business framework for selling digital goods online? Now, if the question perplexes you, don't worry, you are not alone. Most people don't realize that the most successful digital entrepreneurs have a framework or a general process for creating and selling their digital goods in the online space. And one of the best free resources is Digital Commerce Academy. Digital Commerce Academy combines online learning with case studies and webinars created by people who make a living selling digital goods online. And the best part is that this material is free when you register. Are you interested in joining? Well, I'll make it easy for you. If you're listening to the show on your phone and are in the continental United States, I want you to send a text message to 313131 with the keyword digits, D-I-G-I-T-S. And when you send that text message, we will send you a link to the registration form right to your phone. Are you outside the United States? Don't worry. Just send us an email to digits@rainmaker.fm. Either way, we'll send you a link to the registration form so that you can sign up for free for Digital Commerce Academy. And as a special bonus, we will also subscribe you to our newsletter when you text or email us so that you can stay informed with the latest insights from the show. And don't worry, we respect your privacy and we will not share your email or phone number, and you can easily unsubscribe at any time. So if you want to start building or improving your framework for selling digital goods online, then please send a text to 313131 with the keyword digits, or send us an email at digits@rainmaker.fm. You won't be disappointed. Welcome back from the break. I'm your host, Sean Jackson. And at this point in the show, I usually always try to recommend a tool for you to take a look at. And given the topic of today being chatbots, I was going to recommend a tool that I'd actually played around with to make a chatbot called Motion.ai. Turns out Motion.ai has been purchased by HubSpot. So I'm not surprised they had a very good tool, but I would also say that there are many, many options out there. And I'm, like most industries, not surprised when they consolidate up. So take a look, do a search, go in and find an easy-to-use chatbot maker. While Motion.ai is only a part of the HubSpot suite, there are other tools out there that you should take a look at. ChatFuel coming to mind. But take the time, do the research, find the right one that makes sense for you. In the end, chatbots are going to be a functional part of any online marketing activity. And the sooner that you take the time to learn about how to deploy them, the better you will be at meeting the innovation challenges that they present. That's been an episode of The Digital Entrepreneur. As always, I appreciate you taking the time. And we'll be back next week with a new show to help you thrive and grow your online business.